Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. The card we have is a very fierce-looking Ace of Swords from the Stardust Wanderer Tarot by artist Carol Phillips. So let's just kind of rehash here and start with what we know. We are on the other side of the eclipses, two very powerful ones in Libra and Aries, which took place March 25th and April the 8th, respectively. We're now waiting on the Scorpio full moon coming up in a couple of weeks to close out the eclipse season. Mercury is still retrograde in the sign of Aries. Venus, the Sun, the North Node, and Chiron are also there. However, we will be making some progress, and it will feel good today to have the moon in Taurus once again. It's sign of exaltation. Let's face it, the Aries energy has been a little bit extreme. Now, the moon will make a number of aspects today. A sextile with Mars, one with Saturn, a conjunction with Jupiter, and also a conjunction with Uranus. Now, we'll get back to that in a minute. We also have a major aspect today, which will be Mars conjuncting Saturn in the sign of Pisces. Two very opposite kinds of energy. This could very well be where your Ace of Swords is applied, as you want to use that Mars energy to get something done. Saturn wants you to get things done. But the force behind Mars, it is a little passive in Pisces, but there's just so much more out there really fueling your desire for change and to clear your path. Now, when we talk about the Ace of Swords, right, it's a card of truth and justice and victory and power and new beginnings and mental clarity. I don't think there's mental clarity available at the moment, all right? Not the kind you need to make sound decisions. So if you are, you know, still post-eclipse here, looking to clear your path and cut away things you feel are obstacles, you might want to give it a second and a third thought, as Mercury retrograde would have you do, because it could be a bit premature. The urge is definitely there to want to do something. We'll probably need to be careful today, especially as far as food is concerned, but there's so much more going on. You're going to find that throughout the day, moods are changeable. You know, how you get along with people, what you are focusing on and working on as far as your goals, but there's also, you know, focusing on finances and things of that nature. But I'll tell you, there's just all of this, you know, at some point in the day, maybe by evening, where you're like, you know, a little out of sync maybe. So, you know, approach things carefully. And remember, the Aries energy can get you into trouble if you, you know, act too quickly. So, you know, just take your time with things. That is the best possible approach you can have to this time frame. And we will all meet up on the other side and figure out where to go from here. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.